Chapter 14. Status Page. Finn wondered again if he was going insane, but he knew he wasn't. Junkies saw bugs crawling under their skin. Schizos heard voices telling them to do things. He was well familiar with the presentation of both visual and audio hallucinations. This wasn't that. Also, he hadn't freebased bath salts, and no known mental disorders ramped from 0 to 100 in a single day. It was possible he had traumatic brain damage, but his ability to think clearly argued against that. Even the pending decision to end his own life was something he was able to think about dispassionately. For others, that might seem like proof of instability, but after living through a world war and witnessing suffering in the hospital, for him, it was just a shitty choice that might be marginally better than other shitty choices. Also, while there still might be a small chance he could just be off his rocker, having auditory and visual hallucinations at the same time, there was one other big hole in that line of reasoning. Who the hell would hallucinate a panel of glowing words written in papyrus font? Only douchebags used that. In fact, anything but Times New Roman 12 font was either doing too much or straight-up asinine. To his surprise, and mild repressed delight, the prompt changed to a more appropriate format. Congratulations. Your connection to the labyrinth has been enabled. A bolt of pure chaos has struck your world. Any consequence could and can occur, but the very first is connecting your world to the labyrinth. The pathetic, energy-null nature of your world makes this a difficult process, but energy levels will begin to rise. Actions to improve your world's energy levels will be rewarded. Danger and reward are close bedfellows. Connection to the labyrinth has brought a new age to your world. Welcome to the Age of Power. He'd lied to the doctor. If this prompt was telling the truth, then he knew exactly what that tsunami of gray fire that had apparently washed across the entire world actually was. It was a wave of chaos. Of course, wave of chaos meant absolutely nothing to him. He understood chaos as a concept. Mostly, it was a word journalists added to their headlines. Just clickbait. This window hovering in his mind was talking about it like it was a natural phenomenon, like gravity or magnetism. Chaos with a capital C. Whatever it meant, things were changing and would be different now. In his experience, a sudden change of the social order meant things would be different with a capital the entire world is about to get fucked. The war had shown that civilization wasn't an immutable truth. It was more akin to a temporary state that only existed in specific and fragile circumstances. In his opinion, humanity was constantly balancing on a knife's edge, with tragedy waiting if it fell to either side. More than 3 billion had died during the war. Finn was pretty sure the dead would have agreed with him. Only the living had the luxury of ignorance. He wasn't alone in his fatalistic feelings. Almost no one had made it through the war without losing a part of their humanity. There was a whole branch of philosophy now that saw humanity as a bunch of lucky apes, flipping a coin over and over with heads giving life and tails giving death. Couldn't stay lucky forever. Maybe this labyrinth thing was the apocalyptic ending that humanity, in his opinion, was secretly hoping would wipe them all off the face of the planet. Finn shook his head. Or maybe he was just dwelling on some maudlin melodramatic crap because he just watched the love of his life die.
Yeah, it could be that.
Well, back to distraction, he thought with a sick smile. There were other concepts in what he'd read that made no sense. For instance, why was labyrinth capitalized? And what did energy null mean? And why did it make his world pathetic? Beyond the obvious reasons. And age of power? What the hell? Of course, all of that was secondary to the fact that he was even seeing translucent windows floating in his field of vision. Was this real? Had he fallen into an isekai or a VRMMORPG? Like everyone with a link, he'd played his share of games. He'd also read all the top lit RPGs like most school-age children, and now he was literally looking at his own notification window. What was it they normally did when they joined a video game world?
Don't do it,
Finn thought to himself.
Don't do it, just be cool.
Gamma do it.
He swiped an arm up, trying to touch the window. Naturally, it just passed through like nothing was there, seeing as how this was his own personal interface.
Gah,
he thought again, this time in pure excitement.
It's really not real.
He chuckled to himself, the joy in his heart warring with the pain in his soul. The only thing that let him enjoy this moment was that he knew that's what she would have wanted. And that was the truth. Lauren had had her share of loss, and something she always told him was that joy was a gift not to be squandered or lessened by the inevitability of pain. For however long it would last, Finn focused on the joy and wonder of a lifelong dream coming true. With a smile on his face and eyes glistening with suppressed pain, he thought,
"What should I do first? In the books, didn't they always check their status window?"
Glee filled him again. No small amount of excitement and curiosity bloomed in his heart. Finn deliberately expressed the thought,
"Status page."
For long, long seconds, he lay there grinning like a fool. Nothing happened.
Oh,
he thought to himself. Dumb mistake. With an even goofier grin, he exquisitely elocuted,
"Status page."
Nothing happened. He tried again, and again, and again. On the 20th time, each a bit progressively louder, and with complete calm, he finally realized that something was actually happening. While no window describing his stats had appeared, he was picking up on a strange sensation. He felt a slight resistance each time he tried to summon his status page, like his mind was pushing against something. It was a strange feeling, but it kind of reminded him of fighting off sleep paralysis when you woke up in the middle of REM. The mental equivalent of pushing a finger against cellophane. Somehow, he knew the knowledge was there, he just couldn't reach it. He tried accessing it several more times. Now that he had a path to follow, he no longer questioned if the mental resistance was just in his imagination. It was real. He had a status page, but there was something stopping him from accessing it. Well, as the priest said, just push harder. Finn's eyes closed. Maybe he just needed the right mindset. He cast his mind back to a somewhat painful memory. It had been of a specialized type of training that had been required of him during the war. He'd had to become something more to survive that. When his eyes reopened, there was something harder, a bit vicious, inside them. With that frame of mind, he spoke the words, "Status page," again. This time, he willed the universe itself to bend to his wishes. A moment later, and with the mental sensation of a pop, two new prompts appeared. The first gave him basic information about himself. Immediately as he began reading, a frown appeared on his face. In response to his strong desire, his name shifted from Japanese to English, along with another important alteration. Reading the prompt again, the alarm he'd felt faded away, allowing him to focus on the information.
Finn Evers. Health. Locked. Mana. 22 of 22. Stamina. Locked.
The second window was red.
Full status page locked?
Seeing those few lines and that red window brought a strange rush of emotions. Body, soul, and mind. Lauren's death had wounded him. Her loss had also brought back barely dealt with and shallowly buried feelings about acts he committed during the war. Traumas that had cut him deeper than he'd ever imagined possible. Finn knew he was messed up. It wasn't in doubt. He was also battered, bruised, and oh yeah, there was a freaking catheter coming out of his dick. Something he had not consented to, and in his honest opinion, needed to be rectified ASAP. To top it off, like shit sprinkles on a vomit sundae, he was somehow in an old-fashioned sister-bagging backwoods feud with some familia. He'd heard the nurses gossiping when they thought he was knocked out. Apparently the dickhead in the hover truck had deep connections. He didn't know what a familia was, but the word just dripped organized crime. Full-on matching track suits and early-onset diabetes. And yet, the guy he'd killed hadn't looked like some Goomba. He'd looked like a Norwegian runway model, which meant Finn didn't really know what he was up against. He just had another series of questions, and most likely some drama waiting for him whenever he got out of the hospital. All told, he wasn't in a great spot. That was the bad news. On the other hand, he had a status page. Even with the fact that his full status page was unavailable, even with the actual numbers of his health and stamina being locked, he was a player. And, oh yeah, he had mana. Mana! 22 points of it. That had to be a lot, right? Years of wish fulfillment were coming true. With a bittersweet smile, he thought, Lauren would have loved this. Shaking his head in disbelief, Finn tried to mentally reach the rest of his status page info. He felt resistance again, but this time it felt more like a smooth wooden wall lacking even a seam. He couldn't begin to find a place to attack it. After a couple tries, Finn began reading the other prompts awaiting him. You are the first powered to have been attacked by another after your world was inducted into the labyrinth. This has triggered a quest. Quest grade, Radiant Gold A. Quest rank, Calm? He stopped reading again. He'd been given a quest right off the bat? He knew he was reading a video game prompt. But did the powers that be really hand out quests left and right? Everything he read just led to more questions, but it also helped him to understand what came next. His memories after the crash were both hazy in some spots and crystal clear in others. Finn did remember thinking his vision was blurry from time to time. When he'd replayed events earlier, he'd attributed that blurriness to his head injury, but it appeared the concussion was only partially to blame. These windows had also been appearing in his gaze. He now knew that they responded to his thoughts and intentions. He must have willed them away without really knowing what he was doing. Focusing back, he realized the quest prompt had cut off mid-word. It wasn't the only one. The next series of windows were interrupted one after another. It was like a computer glitch, or a processor trying to reconcile contradictory commands. The feel of each prompt was almost stressed. It finally settled on giving him an upgrade. Qualifications for quest upgrade met. Recalculating quest.